afterward. When Aristotle was forced to flee Athens in 323 BC, he left the Lyceum in charge of Theophrastus. According to one source, Theophrastus had fallen in love with Aristotle's son, who had been his pupil, but Aristotle evidently didn't consider that this time-honored occupational hazard disqualified his successor. Theophrastus ensured the continuity of the Lyceum after the departure of its founder, and its peripatetic school of philosophers soon began living up to their name by wandering throughout the classical world, spreading Aristotelian philosophy wherever they went. Yet it was some 3 centuries after the death of Aristotle before his works were gathered in the form we know them today. Aristotle's works can be divided into 2 groups, those he wrote for publication and his lecture notes at the Lyceum, which were not intended for publication. Inevitably, all the former have been lost, and the only works of Aristotle that have come down to us are the latter. These were originally in fragmented form and covered hundreds of scrolls. They were organized into various distinct works by Andronicus of Rhodes, who was the last head of the Lyceum. It is to Andronicus that we owe the word metaphysics, the title he gave to a group of Aristotle's works. These originally had no title and merely followed those on physics, thus Andronicus simply labelled them after physics, which in ancient Greek is metaphysics. The works in this section consisted of Aristotle's treatises on ontology, the nature and relations of being, and the ultimate nature of things. This subject quickly became identified with the label that had been attached to these works, metaphysics. So this word, which through the centuries has become synonymous with philosophy itself, originally had nothing to do with the philosophy it described. Just like philosophy itself, it began with a mistake and has continued to flourish as such ever since. During the classical era, Aristotle was not regarded as one of the great Greek philosophers, on a par with the likes of Socrates or Plato. In Roman times, Aristotle was acknowledged as the great logician, but his other philosophy was largely eclipsed by, or absorbed into, the evolving Neoplatonism. And over the centuries, this was in turn largely absorbed into Christianity. Christian thinkers quickly recognized the usefulness of Aristotle's logic. Thus, Aristotle now came into his own as the supreme authority for philosophical method. Aristotelian logic was to remain the basis of sound theological debate throughout the Middle Ages. Ambitious monastic intellectuals indulged in nitpicking logical argument, the finest minds using this expertise to hunt out heresies. Aristotle's theologically unobjectionable logic thus became an integral part of the Christian canon.